Hare Krishna. Today is the appearance day of Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur is the Jai. And devotees may be well familiar with the life of our great Vaishnav, illustrious Vaishnav saint. There are his biography called Narottam Vilas about his life, and also in Bhakti Ratnakar there's also detail of his life there. I'm not going to say all the details, rather I'd like to talk a little about this Narottam Purnima. It is also a full moon. Purnima, appearance day of Narottam Das Thakur, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had made references to. One reference was in a dream to Lokanath Goswami, who later would become the spiritual master of Narottam Das Thakur, although Lokanath had taken a vow not to accept disciples. Nonetheless, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Lokanath was in Vrindavan and was sent there by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to excavate holy places, still he kept trying to meet up with the Lord in his travels to South India. So Lord Chaitanya told him he should stay put, and also told him that in time a devotee called Narottam will come and he'll become your disciple. Not necessarily Lokanath Goswami's plan, but it was the Lord's plan. At another time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, prior to that, was in Ramakeli, on his way to Vrindavan, and he there met with Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, but didn't go beyond Ramakeli, based on Sanatana Goswami's advice. Then, once in the Kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started calling out the name of Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. And the devotees wondered, what is the cause of Lord Chaitanya's exclamations? And Lord Chaitanya gave a little hint, saying that in the future a great devotee will appear by the name of Narottam. Narottam Das Thakur is eternally liberated soul, an associate of the Lord, come from Goloka to help spread Krishna consciousness, help spread the Sankirtan movement. Anyhow, Narottam Das Thakur did take birth in the village of Bengali village of Keturi, or town, who in the family of Krishna Das Roy, who was Roy, means king. He was the king. He was the local king of the town. And yes, his mother's name was Narayani. Yes, in Narottam's grain-giving ceremony, later grain-giving ceremony, when they were trying to offer him rice, he wouldn't accept it. Everyone became alarmed why he wouldn't accept the rice. And then one Brahman said, the reason he's not accepting the rice is because it hasn't been offered and he only eats Mahaprasadam. So then they offered the rice, and then immediately Narottam accepted the Mahaprasadam of the Lord. So this is a sign of a great soul. As a child, Narottam went to school, and he showed his great brilliance by being able to learn everything simply just by once hearing it. That's called Shrutidhar, someone who just hears something once and immediately remembers it. And not only was he a great student, but Narottam had natural affinity for Krishna. His family members were Vaishnavas already, so he was already connected with Krishna conscious topics. But his greater spiritual attachment was obviously manifest in his conduct, in his absorption in these subjects, in his indifference to playing with children, or if he did play, then they would enact Krishna's pastimes, his inquiry after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, and how they were displaying pastimes in Navadvip and Jagannath Puri. In fact, there was one other Brahmana, there was a Brahmin whose name was also Krishnadas, and he was well versed in the principles of Vaishnavism, the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and was also conversant with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and not even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but actually Srinivasacharya. And he would regularly come to Narottam, and he would tell these stories to Narottam. And he also told him about how Srinivas was blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, how he went through all kinds of trials and tribulations in order to find a guru to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srinivas is somewhat older than Narottam Das Thakur, almost by a generation, I think it's safe to say. And so Narottam also developed affection for Srinivas Acharya just by hearing about him. And obviously, all of these topics also awoke in him this great desire to go to Vrindavan. And so he did on an opportune occasion when his parents were gone from out of station. Then he disappeared into the forest, took the indirect road towards Vrindavan, disguising, or at least trying to disguise himself and his natural transcendental opulences, and in that way gradually made his way to Vrindavan Dham, where he got the shelter of Jiva Goswami and the friendship of Shyamananda Pandit and Srinivasacharya, and ultimately was able to take initiation as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had forecast from Lokanath Goswami. Narottam Das Thakur, then interestingly, he was an Aishriki Brahmachari, so he wasn't a sannyasi. Sannyasis are forbidden from returning to their home. There's a saying that once you've taken sannyas, you can never go home again, especially to your wife. So, Narottam Das Thakur did return to Kathuri. You know, actually, Kathuri became his home base. He turned everyone there into Vaishnavas. And in addition to preaching or spreading Krishna consciousness, he also wrote two books. And these books are Prem Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana. And in the form of songs, which were sung at that time, and in the Bengali language, Narottam Das Thakur presented the essence of the Siddhanta and Gaudiya Vaishnava teachings that he'd imbibed from Jiva Goswami when he was in Vrindavan. And in this way, everyone could gain access to the very erudite teachings of the Goswamis that were presented in Sanskrit language, but here any person would be able to avail themselves of that. And Narottam Das Thakur continued living in Kathuri, traveling, visiting, preaching, and there were many adventures related to his life. Also many challenges that came up, even attempts on his life, because he was actually a Kshatriya, not even a Kshatriya, more of a Kayasta clan, and then giving initiation to highly born Brahmin, bred Brahmins. So again, materialistic people, caste conscious people, took exception to this, that how dare he, how dare Kayasta give diksha to Brahmanas. Of course, Narottam Das Thakur was teaching that a Vaishnava, especially a Vaishnava of his caliber, was already transcendental to all such designations, and from the transcendental platform was qualified to give not just mantras, but the transcendental sound vibration of Krishna's holy name and the sound vibration of Gayatri mantras to anyone, including even demigods or Lord Brahma, just as in the example of how Haridas Thakur gave initiation to Maya Devi, Durga Devi. If Haridas Thakur, born in a Malecha family, can give initiation to the mother of the universe, certainly Narottam Das Thakur was also qualified to do the same. Hare Krishna, Narottam Das Thakur ki jaya.